The Holy Gospel according to John, the 18th chapter. Pilate entered the headquarters again, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate replied, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate asked him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated, and we invite the children to come forward for a short message. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Good morning, and glad you're all up here. Say, I want to talk about time for a second. You want to talk about time with me? Okay, so what's this called? Okay, and what do you do with a clock? You tell you the time. Is there another way to tell time besides a clock or something related to a clock? A watch is kind of like a clock, though. Is there something that tells you time that has nothing to do with a clock?
A timer?
The sun. So that's actually a right answer.
A timer?
Let me show you what I'm getting at, though. What's this? It tells you time, too. A calendar. You think about it. You think this is time. But this is time too, right?
Yeah.
It's just in days. But here's the other thing that's unique. So a calendar is always going forward. They do repeat, but you have the years that always change. So when we look on a calendar, we can look, and there's only one time that's October 18th, 1999, right? That's how the calendar goes here. But how often is it 220? 2 times a day, that's right. That's right, 2 times a day. Well, the reason I'm showing you this is because this type of calendar is what I want to talk about for a moment, but remind ourselves that sometimes we think of things this way, and this is why. No, I'm doing that right now. Look, I'm changing the time. Do you see it? But you see it going around? This one right here is kind of like the church time in the sense of in the church year. It's all your children. So you see how it goes around and around right there. Well, the church year is kind of like this because in the year, we have things that we celebrate, but once we're done with them, will we do them again? Yes. It's not like it's a one-time event. It's not like, That's good, though. You're right. You said like Pentecost. Actually, that was like brilliant. So exactly right. So we celebrate Pentecost one time, but every year. Did it happen once a long time ago? Yes. But we celebrate it every year. So it's kind of like time on this clock here. So I want to show it. Let me get it up to 12 because it's kind of like the start, right? So right here. You see, what time is it right now? Somebody who knows how to tell time? 12. It's 11:55. It's about to start over. Let's pretend that right at this top is starting over. That's where we are in the church year. And that's what I wanted to point out to you, because right now, it's the last Sunday of the church year. Now, you say to yourself, wait a second. It's not the last Sunday of the year. But the church year is not like a regular calendar. And it ends right now, and next week we go into a season called Advent. So I like this season because this reminds us that unlike this kind of calendar that just keeps going, although again, 12 months, I know, but it just keeps going, here you have something that is going to easily repeat and you know what's next. So I did something else in the church to remind us of this. You see this over here? The banner is white. And the banner is white because that's what we have for Christ the King Sunday. But next week, it turns, what color is that? Blue. It turns blue. So I turned that early so that you could see that we're going to go from, yep, that's okay. It turns from white to blue. And that's where we are in the church year. And then we start celebrating some of the same things. And what's going to happen in about a month? That's right, Christmas. So we're going to celebrate baby Jesus. And what's fun is we go from wishing for baby Jesus, which is probably true for all of us around the month before Christmas. And then we have Christmas, and then we figure out what Christmas means, and then we go to another season, and over again, what we do is we learn more about Jesus. And then I think in the summertime, we learn how to be people that share Jesus with the world. And every year, we do the same thing. Every year, we do. But the reason that we do it every year is this. Because we still need to share Jesus, and the world still needs love. And so we keep practicing, knowing that we're not going to get it perfect. I'm not perfect. I know you guys aren't perfect either. But we're going to keep working on this, and we keep celebrating time like this. And I like to say on this clock, we're done when the clock strikes 13. Okay? When's that going to happen? That's right. It never is. We're never done sharing God's love. Can you help me now and pray with me? Dear God, help me to share your love. Help me to never stop. And when I want to stop, help someone share God's love with me. Amen. Thank you for coming up. We could send a few of those out to the seminaries. That would be, it'd be a gift to learn how to do that. I have to tell you, Christ the King Sunday, the last Sunday of the church year, it actually doesn't sit well with me. Maybe you don't want to hear the pastor before he starts preaching say, yeah, this is my least favorite Sunday. I get why you would feel that way, but it's not totally true, and I'll explain why. But I changed the first lesson today. I put that in there. I changed it because I wanted to remind you why I don't particularly like us calling this day Christ the King Sunday. Because I feel like this day, if we're calling Christ King, is the culmination not of what God intended, but of what the people of God intended. Did you listen to that story from 1 Samuel today? God said no to having a king. No. It was the people of God who kept asking over and over again, like a child who just won't give up. They didn't give up. And frankly, they didn't listen. And they got a king. And in a few generations, they got exactly what the text from 1 Samuel said they would. It was a disaster. Everybody looks and says, we need a time like David's. That's what they were saying in the 3rd century, in the 2nd century, in the 1st century BC. We need a time like David, who was in, almost 970 BC. They were longing for that time to happen once again, all because they wanted a king. From my perspective, see, calling Christ King as sort of the pinnacle moment on the last Sunday of our church year is taking Jesus and giving him a title that is incredibly human. Ending the story with God in our image. That's a distorted view of Genesis, isn't it? In Genesis, it's you were created in God's image, not God was created in our image. But we do that, don't we? We do that. I do that. I was thinking about this as I ventured into Denver for the holidays and ventured through the holiday traffic. I had a few moments on the road where I sort of went into a fairyland, a fantasy land as I drove, thinking about how I'd like it to be, making it all about me in driving. A world where that express toll lane was no longer the express toll lane, it was the Michael lane. I mean, could you imagine how cool that would be if you just had, it was like, who's that lane for? Oh, that's for Michael. I imagined a world where those ambulances, you know, they have that little transponder on them. And when they're in an emergency, they can just use that transponder. And as they're going through traffic, all the lights turn green. What if there was a Michael transponder? Everywhere I go, I'd never experience a red traffic light. Like, that would be weird for my children if they were, like, in somebody else's car and that was my life. And they get in my car and they say, red light. How's that happen? What is that? That'd just be interesting. It's a fantasy land. I was just kind of playing with it for a moment, clearly focused on me, but it was fun just for a moment to think of the world for me. I could see how it would be helpful for me. And then reality sits back in, and I sat down with the sermon once again, and I reminded myself how good all of us are at that idea of making everything about us. How awesome it would be. And then I got wrestling with two important faith facts. Not just faith facts, but two important parts of our faith. And then I realized, this is all on my drive, and my kids are going, really? Really? But yeah, really. Two important faith facts we're called to live by. And what I found was weird is these two facts, they don't sit well together. They're not the same. One is this. That it's not all about you. And we talk about that over the church year. It's sort of what I was just bringing up to you. It's not all about you. So that's important. The second one that's important that almost seems like it's not congruent with that one, but it's equally true, is this. You can only control you. So it's not all about you, and you can only control you. It's a conundrum of faith. But as I think about this conundrum of faith, it's not just a faith thing. It's actually a good thing for us to think about in a lot of other parts of our lives. I was thinking about the polarization of the political world right now and all of our attempts to find sanity in the midst of it. Can I just say it that way? And all of the attempts of the political world to draw us away from each other. There is certainly a lot of people that realize it's to their advantage if we don't talk to one another. And I'm reminded in those moments of these two points. No, it's not all about me. So take a deep breath, Michael, breathe. And secondly, I can only control myself. And in the midst of that world, I can start by saying, you know what? I'm going to start with the people around me. Not just the people that agree with me, but the people that I don't agree with that are still willing to talk to me. I think that's pretty important. Finding a way to have a relationship with one another. And we focus on loving our neighbor, communicating with our neighbor. Not just the neighbors we like, again. Not just the neighbors that we know, again. But those people around us. The people you walk in front of, that you see, that are there on your walk in the morning. We start by loving our neighbor and loving God in the world that we live in, and then we find a way to go beyond that. But it does, if we only can control our own actions. It sort of starts with our actions. So our church year begins and ends with a story that connects the beginning and the end of Jesus' life. I mean, here we are. I put those up on purpose. We have Christ the King Sunday on the banner and Advent coming. So here we are on this day connecting the dots, connecting the calendar together, finding a way to do that. And we see that we have a story about Jesus dying on the last day, or at least about to die, for being called the King. And they keep asking that they might see and use Jesus for their gain. And Jesus keeps saying, King, King is your word. Listen to my voice. Stop listening to your voice that makes me in your image. Listen to my voice and hear my words. Love your neighbor, love your God. Those are the two commandments that Jesus continued to lift up. So going backwards, I kind of hate Christ the King Sunday. I hate's a strong word. I kind of don't like to preach on Christ the King Sunday. That's what it really comes down to. Because it's a reminder that our world's culmination of putting Jesus on the highest throne is a cross. That's what we do. Because we can't handle doing it God's way. It reminds me of my favorite Christmas song. Truly is my favorite, and probably because of this part. So when I said I hate Christ the King Sunday, I realized that's not quite true either. I'm just torn by it. The words, this is Christ the King. Every time I sing What Child Is This, those words, so beautiful. My image of God, torn apart by the very next verse, that says, nails, nails shall pierce him through. I hate it. And yet I can love this day. Because in the midst of that, which, goodness, if there's not a sign of just our brokenness, more, that's it right there. But in that moment, I know God looks at us with love. And says, anything you can throw at me, yeah, even that, I can handle. And that's the God that loves us. And that's the God that we were created in that image of. And then I hear the voice of God saying to each of us at 11:59, listen to my voice. And let's try this again. It's at 2:00, she points out. Don't forget, Jesus says, God says, as you try to reframe yourself now, as you repent, as you try to live for me, that you, no matter how much you try, are still created in my image. And I love you. And then I hear that voice saying, you see, Michael, it's not all about you. And that's a good thing, because your ideas would not be helpful for traffic patterns. But in your faith, it starts with you, because that is the one thing that you can control, that you can have a gift to change, to make a difference in. And you can change your heart, your direction, your ways, your actions. And God says, I will walk with you. I will call you back to the paths of righteousness. And no, you won't fix the brokenness of the world, not completely, but you can be the face of Christ to that person near you. And you can help us unite this polarized world by showing love where you don't see love. And so let's return to that story. Let's keep moving. Let's walk together. Let's end this year and come right into the new one, because we are renewed in Christ daily. And Martin Luther reminded us of that, and what a gift. That we will continue to walk, and we will live in a time period where we know that we're never going to get it right, but we're never going to be alone. And we're always called to love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and might, and love your neighbor as yourself, and know that when you cannot do it, God is calling you back. Amen.